But on Monday, Harps, of course, had that victory against Bray Wanderers, just a second one in 12 games. Would you see that as a timely one with Kerry coming to town now tomorrow night, Gavin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a much-needed one. Harps were in a bad run of results, so they were, and they were close games in a lot of them, but they were coming out the wrong end. They were conceding goals, sloppy enough goals, and they haven't been scoring a lot. But Monday's result was massive because with Kerry and Treaty both winning, there was a massive chance of them dropping further and dropping adrift of the rest of the pack. So it was much needed, and I think by all accounts much deserved on Monday night to get that one, you know.
Yeah, it was deserved, and some of their big players stepping up, I suppose, in particular Josh Collin with a man of the match performance.
Yeah, he seems to be doing very well. He's one of the prospects of there, along with Gavin McAteer and Corey Sheridan, and apparently put on a really good defensive display along with Joel Bradley Walsh on Monday night, especially with like Connor Turris not available. He's a talisman and probably their best player this season. So the fact that them guys stood up and been counted and had to defend a lead and done it well, that stands well for them.
Yeah, it does, surely. Kerry obviously now coming on Friday night, but they're coming into the game having beat Cork City in the Munster Derby. So very much similar to Harps, they're coming off the back of a one, but that was a monumental, a huge one for Kerry against Cork the last day, so it was.
Yeah, massive. Maybe it goes as far as to say it's probably one of the biggest victories in their history as a club. Huge confidence boost for them. A lot of people would have said Cork were going to run away with this league. Over the last few weeks, they've dropped a few points, and obviously UCD have hauled them in. So maybe Cork aren't just at the races. Maybe they have a few injuries, I'm not too sure. But taking nothing away from Kerry, that's a massive 3 points, and I think they had somebody sent off as well. So they finished the game with 10 men. So they'll be coming to Fun Park with a lot of confidence. And there's a lot of stake, because if they were able to beat Fun Harps on Friday night, they would leapfrog them in the table and look again. Looking up then from in the bottom two position isn't a great sign for Harps going forward.
Yeah, but Harps have had solid results against Kerry and Ballybofey. I know when they went down there they suffered defeats, but I don't think they've lost in recent games to the Munster side in Ballybofey, which may stand to them.
Yeah, that definitely. Well, look, we all expect and hope that Harps won and get the 3 points. It's a strain. The league sort of panning out like the way it has the last few years for Fun Harps, that every game's really, really tough. Nothing's given to you in the first division. No, you're losing games with the odd goal. They're obviously well enough documented that they're not scoring a lot of goals. And Kevin has said that the summer transfer window will be looking to bring in a striker. You know, so it's very, very important that Harps get results at home in this league against teams like Kerry. Very, very important.
Yeah, and Kerry have never actually won a tie in the league in Ballybofey, just to let you know, since 2023. I was doing a bit of looking up there, but listen, they're in the bottom three, so they are, Gavin, all right? But when you look at the way things are panning out, the Cove Ramblers are in that fifth spot, so they are on 19 points. Yep. Harps are just 5 adrift. There's still a long way to go in the league here.
Yeah, a couple of results, a couple of good ones in a row, and you're right back in the mix for playoffs. And that's the way it's been for Harps over the last 3 years. You know, they've had poor runs in the league, and then they've put a run together, and they've got right up close to it, and then they sort of faltered towards the end of the season again. So you'd like to think a couple of results in a row would be huge for them, and they would push them right up, and they'll lift the confidence of the players as well.
Yeah, and the games to come after Kerry are Treaty, Longford, and obviously Cork. Cork is away from home, but if you do get a bounce again on Friday, you could go into that series of matches with a lot of confidence, particularly against Treaty and Longford, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. They are the teams in around Harps at the minute, and they're the teams that Kevin will be looking to get 3 points off. And there's no reason why they can't. Like I say, take a confidence boost out of a good Bray team at the weekend, and then take that through to Kerry this weekend, get another result. There's no reason why they can't win 2 or 3 in a row and be right back in the mix.
Yeah. So Jeremy Doherty will have live updates on Friday night from Finn Park, 7:45 kickoff, Finn Harps against Kerry FC. As for the other games on Friday, Athlone play Treaty, Bray Wanderers take on Cove Ramblers, Wexford FC are hosting Longford Town, and the big game is involving the top two. Second on goal difference are Cork City. They've had 2 defeats in a row, and they are playing host to the new leaders UCD. Willie O'Connor, a man you know very, very well, Gavin, of course, is in charge of UCD. And they go into that game 8 matches unbeaten. UCD in a good place at the moment, do you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Like, if they're up challenging Clark near the top, William will be very happy. Obviously, they have a different sort of set up as a club at UCD. They're all about developing players, and they've all students on their team. So, look, he'll be coaching them and enjoy working with them lads. They'll be like sponges in terms of wanting to get better and wanting to improve and wanting to be professional footballers, a lot of them. So, look, they're doing really well. They play a lovely brand of football. They play it properly. They play it in the ground, and they're a good team to watch. And as the pitches get better during the season, like they will improve as well. So I'd say he's very, very, very happy where they're at the minute.
Let's move into the Premier Division. Derry City on the road at Drogheda United on Friday night. If you look at the last, five games, they've drawn 3 and won 2. Have they steadied the ship enough after a very, very shaky start, Gavin?
Possibly. Derry have a habit of going behind and leaving themselves a mountain to climb in a lot of games. This season, they've conceded the first goal, the first two goals, and they've finished the games quite strong. The Galway game at the week on Monday was probably a really good result in the end up, but at the same time, probably very disappointing for Derry not to be taking 3 points from before that game. So, look, they still need to be picking up 3 points. They're unbeaten in 5, but three of them have been draws. Again, the Premier Division is unforgiving. Shamrock Rovers are looking very, very good at the minute. And Derry, they've set out their target at the end of the season to be challenging for that league. So they really need to put a run of 4 or 5 probably victories in a row to get pushed right up there again. And they're desperate for that.
Yeah, they are desperate for it. And if we look at the games that's to come for them as well, they've Waterford away. Then they've 2 big, huge matches, Pats and Shales, on the horizon. They'll be coming to the Find Insurance Celtic Park. So, and I know things aren't ideal at the moment around Derry, with playing not in their traditional home off the Brandywell. The likes of James McLean injured. They've had a few injuries. And they brought in a lot of players, so they did. Towards the start of the season, you mentioned about Kevin McHugh looking about a striker come the transfer window. Are Derry look to going to maybe add to their personnel, do you feel, if they are going to start to improve as the weeks go on through the summer?
Well, I think these clubs, the clubs like Derry, every transfer window is important. You know, they obviously brought in a lot of players and raised the expectations massively during the winter break there. So I would expect if Derry are bringing players in, they'll probably move players on as well. That aren't in their plans, but say with the injuries they've had, with the players they've out, they're probably squads a wee bit straight at times. But you definitely expect them to be looking for players and then looking to improve all the time.
Yeah, the other games: Bohemians against Dundalk. That's 4th hosting 3rd at Oriel Park. The leaders are Shamrock Rovers, who are 3 points clear of St Pat's. Rovers go to Galway on Friday night. St Pat's have a home tie at Richmond Park against Waterford, so it's 2nd versus 10th, 2nd versus bottom side there at the moment. And Shelburne against Sligo Rovers at Tulka Park. This could be an interesting game for Sligo, who, after a very, very shaky start at the start of the season as well, I suppose over recent weeks, bar the blip against Drogheda, picked up some very impressive results with ones against the likes of Bohemians, Waterford and Dundalk, and they drew with Derry City and drew with Pats last time as well. There's a handful of Donegal men involved in that, the likes of Shane Blaney, of course, played a full 90 minutes, I think, for the first time the last day against Pats. So Sligo will go into that game into Dublin thinking they can get something out of it.
Yeah, I think most teams in the Premier Division week in, week out are going into games with the confidence that they can get a result, because there's so much quality in each of the teams and each of the squads that the belief's there. They're all professional, they're all full-time clubs. So anybody can beat anybody in that league. And Sligo, again, Sligo got a bit of consistency and a bit of a run, though they could move up the table very easily as well.
Yeah, and I suppose with the teams around them, if they do drop points, Sligo could make a jump from 9th right up to maybe 6th in the table, depending on how the results go. But that's a big game for Sligo on Friday night as well. Looking at the action more locally, I suppose, Gavin, from your own point of view, Coghill Celtic manager, there's a lot of change on the horizon with the third tier of the League of Ireland coming in, but you've a number of domestic things to sort out first of all. The box has been ticked with the Premier League title, so it has in any shown. But you have a couple of cup games coming up, finals in particular. The first of those, McGinn Park on Saturday against Cairn FC. What sort of challenge are you expecting from Cairn in this League Cup decider at the weekend?
Yeah. Look, it's a good final to be involved in. Any final is a good final. We've been lucky since we went back to Inishowen. We've qualified for every final of every domestic competition we've been in. So, like, again, we're going on the McGinn on Saturday, confident and believing in ourselves. But Cairn done a real good test. They've given us two real good games in the league this year, 1-0 down there and 2-0 in Cockhull. They've really put it up to us, and we haven't had an easy game with Cairn Donagh at all since we went back in the National League. Good players, good young players, worked really hard for each other, and they'll be relishing it. They'll be coming, and it's a big final for them as well. They've already got the Ulster Junior Cup final this season. We're unlucky against Kilrum, apparently done very well. So they'll be coming with confidence and giving it a right go, and it'll be tough. Like, we were expecting a real tight battle and a real tough game on Saturday as well.
Yeah, and then the following Saturday you have another cup final against Buncrannan. I know Buncrannan won the league last year, and they haven't sort of reached the heights of what they did the previous season. But it's a derby game, and there's no doubt that is going to be a really, really tough fixture for you as well.
Yeah, very similar to the Cairn Donagh as well. Like, as I say, it's a derby. It's a great derby to be involved in the last 3 years. The games have been really high octane, big crowds at them, sparked an interest locally, which is great. Tough games. There'll be no quarter given. But Buncrana again had a brilliant season last season. Have dipped a bit in the league this year, but they've still done well in the cup competitions. And again, to finish out the domestic season, that's a really, really big game for everybody to be involved in. And look, again, we're looking after the Cairn Donagh one first. Our full focus is that, and then after that's over, we'll start looking at the Buncrana game. But again, we expect big crowds to be at both games. The real curtain raiser for the National League and McGinn and games together are great to be involved in, and we've been very lucky to be involved in a lot of them over the last few years, and long may that continue as well.
Yeah, just one other note. I know I'm looking ahead here and you're trying to focus on what's coming up this weekend. FEI Junior Cup, there's a match to take place between a couple of Dublin sides. You're going to meet the winners in the next stage of the national competition of it. Do you have aspirations, Gavin, to do a repeat in the Junior Cup? Because you, of course, won that a couple of seasons ago. Is there a hope that you can do it before you make a step up to the third tier?
Oh, absolutely. Look, every competition we enter, we've aspirations to do well and get the latter stages and win. And this is no different. Obviously, we've enjoyed great success in intermediate cups and junior cups over the last few years. And the players love that. The supporters love that. And we want that again. We're in round four at the minute. We're waiting for the winners of Kilmore Celtic and Galway FC from Dublin. So we play at home probably in 2 weeks' time, I think, after the weekend after the Buncrana final. So we'll be looking forward to that. And if we're lucky enough to get through that, I think we've another home tie then in the fifth round. So that's our full focus is on these cup finals first. And then once they're over, we look at the Junior Cup. But our intentions are, and obviously to keep staying in that cup over the summer break and then going into the third tier, then be still in that cup in the latter stages. The finals due to around October time of that competition, so we would like to be in it, and it'd be nice to be still in it when we're going to the third tier, you know.
Yeah. All right, Gavin. Listen, I appreciate you taking time out this evening to talk to us here on the Score program tonight. And as always, enjoy the football at the weekend. Good luck at the weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks very much, Ash, and thank you.